This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 665, How to Get People to Take You Seriously in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 34 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS.
Do you always joke around? How do you get people to listen to you when you have something serious to say? Find out how to do it today in English.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, I'm doing pretty well here. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I just got to see my niece and nephew over the weekend, and they were so cute.
Oh, lucky you. Oh, my God. I'm going to stay and take care of my niece the week after New Year's for 2 or 3 days while my brother's gone. So I'm looking forward to doing that, to taking care of her. Oh,
is it just going to be you or you're going to have help?
Well, my mom is going to come up and help. I asked her to. Everyone said, oh, you can do it by yourself. You'll be fine. But I'm scared. I'm like, oh, gosh, I don't know. What if something happens and I have to work a little bit, too? So, yeah, my mom's going to come up and help. But I'm really excited.
Oh, that's nice. So you'll get some special niece and mom time.
Yeah, it's going to be so
nice. That's fun. That's good. Well, do you ever, I don't know if you have had to kind of, get a little bit serious with your niece ever? Because, I mean, little kids, I know my niece is only 4 months old, but my nephew, and then of course I have a niece and nephew on the other side, and they are also running all over the place and they're adorable, but sometimes you gotta, tell them to stop doing something, right?
Yeah. I mean, Emery tends to get crazy when it comes to eating. Sometimes she doesn't want to eat. Sometimes she gets upset when she sees other people eating something that she doesn't have. And,
Little kids are the funniest. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. So sometimes you do have to kind of, even though they're adorable, you're still the adult, and it's hard for me sometimes to remember. I'm like, okay, I can't only be the cool aunt. I have to be sometimes I really, really gotta be serious with them. So today we're going to talk about, how to show that you're serious, right? And we're talking a little bit about little kids, but you can use it for other people as well. So we did an episode just recently, which was episode 662, about the word seriously, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, we did. That was a good one.
So we're kind of going off of that, and we use the word seriously a ton of times there. But here, this episode's a little bit different. We're talking about how to show someone that you are serious.
Yeah.
Right? No, this take is good. A strong position on it. So do you ever feel like you aren't taken seriously? Do you ever feel like maybe your friends don't understand when you're being serious?
No, not really, because I don't, I mean, I have like a lighthearted personality, but I don't tell jokes constantly. So I think this is something someone might run into if they're constantly telling jokes, you know, and then they want to be serious. Mostly people take me seriously. But maybe this would be useful for some of our listeners if your personality is kind of funny, guys, and your friends always expect you to be joking around, and then one time you're actually not kidding, right?
right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So we'll talk about that in a second. So let's go through some of these phrases. These are some phrases that you can use to say that you're being serious. So what's the first one, Lindsay?
Well, the first one is, I mean it.
I mean it, right?
I mean it.
So who might say this?
Well, this is common for parents to kids. Okay. So, for example, I'll turn this car around right now. I mean it. Okay.
Right.
I'm sure my parents said this to us, when we were kids. I know it.
yeah, for sure. And the second one is I'm serious, which is what we talked about in that episode 662, which you should listen to because it doesn't always mean that you're serious. But in this situation, if you say it with the correct intonation, right? So, for example, if you said, she told me she wasn't coming, I'm serious, right?
Mm-hmm,
or if you want to be really intense, you could say, I'm dead serious.
Yeah. I'm dead serious. Yeah. I love how we use dead in the English language to kind of put some intensity into what we're saying.
I know.
Yeah.
It's a little weird, actually.
It's a little weird. All right. And the next one is...
Yeah.
What's the next one? The next one is, I'm not kidding, right? You say, I'm not kidding. That shirt is $50. I'm not kidding.
Right, exactly. And then the last one is, if you say, all jokes aside, this is at the beginning of a sentence, right? So this could be if you're making jokes and then you are kind of saying, okay, no, let's get serious for a second. So like, all jokes aside, I really think we should call her and apologize. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like maybe you were making fun of that person.
Right,
and
exactly.
And she got offended. Yeah, I like that idea. Now, this is good. I mean, we need to have this dynamic skill in English, guys, when we're connecting with natives, to move between something that's serious and something that's funny. Okay, we need to be able to kind of seamlessly move between topics.
Right, exactly. I mean, and why would somebody not take us seriously, right? We talked about joking and things like that. So, I mean,
there's the tale of the boy who cried wolf, right? I mean, that's something that we learn as kids. I think it's a book or something. Probably it's cross-cultural too. I bet some of our listeners know about it, but this boy who was always saying, there's a wolf, right? And no one took him seriously because he was lying. And then one day there was a wolf and no one helped him and he died. He was eaten by the wolf, I'm guessing.
It's funny because I couldn't remember the end of that story. And my sister-in-law was telling my nephew that story because he needed to hear it. and she said that he just ate, that the boy was guarding like the sheep and then the wolf ate all the sheep. But I'm like, I don't know. Is that the story or is that the, he ate the boy?
I doubt he died at the end. That would be kind of intense for kids.
Right. That's what I was thinking. So I'm like, I couldn't remember what actually
happened.
He probably
ate the sheep. Yeah. He probably ate the sheep.
Right. So when, you know, sometimes if we kind of always are making jokes, it's hard, you know, for people to take us seriously. So these phrases are kind of to really show that you are serious, right?
Mm-hmm. I like it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, some people use their intonation. You got to make sure you use the correct intonation on these things, right? Mm-hmm. So if you just say, you know, if you say anything and you say it with a different intonation, people could take you the wrong way. So we'll show you in a practice. But I think that these phrases are good for everyday conversations, but, also I think especially for kids, and people may even say these things to like pets.
Oh God. You know, in the US we treat our pets like they're another child. It's true.
Right.
We do. We love our pets here, and it's something that's kind of different, compared with other cultures. It's interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true. So why don't we give this a try, Lindsay? So I hope this is a situation that doesn't happen to you next week.
Okay. Oh, me too.
Or whenever. Is it next week when you're with your niece?
Yeah, in a couple weeks. Yeah.
Oh, in a couple weeks. Okay. So, Lindsay, so in this situation, we are actually on the phone and you are taking care of your niece.
Okay. All right, cool.
Okay.
Good.
So
like
you're
that.
Taking care of your niece, and I'm sure Emery is so well behaved, but like any little kid. So this is just an example. So, okay, go ahead, Lindsay.
One of the coolest things about our new course is that as soon as you join, you get to become a part of the private Facebook group where you can ask any question you want. You can discuss what you learn and you can find speaking partners. Go to allearsenglish.com/adventure to join and be one of the first 100 people to be allowed into the course. allearsenglish.com/adventure.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, so hey, Michelle, I'm having so much fun with Emery.
That's great. Okay, so we need to talk about the next episode.
Oh, shoot. Emery, put that down. Emery, you can't have the whole chocolate bar. I'm serious.
Oh, geez. Are you having some trouble over there?
Nah, it's fine. Emery, I mean it. Your mom said you weren't supposed to eat that whole thing.
Taking care of kids is hard.
Tell me about it. Oh no, now the dog is... Fluffy, get away from that. Come on. I'm not kidding. Phew. Okay. Sorry, Michelle. This stuff is difficult, being an aunt. My gosh. Anyways, the next episode.
Yeah, it sounds crazy over there.
It is. It's like a tornado hit this place. I'm never doing this again. Okay, all jokes aside, I actually love this time I get to spend with my niece, even if she's trying to eat all of my candy.
Okay.
Oh, God, I hope that doesn't happen next week.
Well, it's funny that that's about food, and you were talking about how she, especially with food, has...
Yeah. Oh, I could imagine that she might try feeding the dog the chocolate bar, and then dogs can eat chocolate. Yeah, that would be likely to happen. She wouldn't know that she feeds the dog. And then the dog's over there throwing up, and then Emery is crying. See, that's why my mom is going to come and help me.
So this is so funny. This role play comes at a very convenient time.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, awesome. So this is kind of a funny situation. Okay, so let's go through it. So what was the first thing that happened, Lindsay?
So the first thing that happened was she was trying to eat a whole chocolate bar. And I said, I'm serious, right? To try to get her to listen.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then you said, I mean it again.
Yep. Again. So trying different things here, right? We can't always just say the same thing. Okay.
Right. Exactly. And then, yeah, what did you say then? Oh, yeah. Fluffy. Fluffy started giving you a problem.
Yeah. Okay. And I said, I'm not kidding. Right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And at the end, you know, you kind of said, oh, I'm never doing this again. And then you said, okay, all jokes aside, right? Mm-hmm. That one's, you know, a little bit different, in a little bit different of a context, but this would be a good time to use it, right?
Yeah. I mean, that phrase is not really in my vocabulary, but I'm sure that people, but I bet you use it. I bet it's like a personal phrase of yours. I mean, other people use it too. I just don't use it for whatever reason, but it's common. I mean, I'm sure it is.
I feel like I may not, it's not that I use it all the time. I feel like I hear it a lot. Maybe it's a regional thing. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah,
Who knows? But yeah, it could be a good one to show, you know, okay, I'm, you know, not kidding anymore. This is, you know.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
This is a good example because, go ahead. No, I was going to say it's a good example because an aunt's situation could be such that the child doesn't always, because it's fun, right? When your aunt shows up, it's like, yeah, we're going to have fun. Yep. We're going to play. But then it's, at times you have to be serious and make sure the kid doesn't get hurt or anything. So I can see it's a good example. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And then we just have a couple bonuses for you. Well, we have, I mean, one is really more of a noise. You said, phew. Okay. Sorry, Michelle. But if you ever hear someone, phew, it's like, phew.
Yeah. Phew. It's like a relief, right?
Right. Whew. Mm-hmm. Everything's okay. And then, finally, the last one, we have a little phrase about a tornado. What's that, Lindsay?
Yeah. It's like a tornado hit this place.
Right? I like that one. Do you hear that?
Yeah, I like that. It's like I'm imagining stuff everywhere, papers everywhere, stuffed animals, right. Food all over the kitchen, you know, because the dogs and the kid, they're all running around the house and like craziness.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what people say a lot, which is it's kind of interesting because a tornado is like a really terrible thing, but yeah. We use it in like such a... Yeah. Oh, it's like such it's really not way. Like a tornado hit this place, but one of those things, conversational things that you might hear every once in a while for someone to say, oh, everything's crazy and messy and things like that. So, absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Well, these are good, Michelle. Thank you for sharing these with us.
Oh, sure, Lindsay. And I do wish you luck for when you take care of Emery, and I'm sure you're going to have a lot of fun.
Well, now I'm afraid that this is some kind
You have help. You have help. I would be afraid to just be by myself with my... It's good that you have someone with you, because I also couldn't do it alone. Our nieces and nephews are at that age, running around everywhere.
I know, but everyone in my family always says, oh, you'll be fine. You don't need anyone else. You know, and I had to like kind of convince my mom to come.
Oh, wow.
It's weird. I don't know. They're from New Hampshire. They're just so relaxed, I guess. I don't know.
That's funny. Well, good luck. And I hope you don't have to use these phrases.
Thanks, Michelle.
Okay. See you next time. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.